Thank you. Mr. Chair, thank you for giving us the possibility to come back on important issues we discussed at the beginning of the week, as well as for your well thought through remarks that were circulated last night. We find the way in which you have structured our discussions in the course of this week highly useful, and we very much appreciate the efforts of you and your team in this regard. As for your suggestions on revisiting topic one, characterizations and definitions, we would have seen some merit in the use of the wording technologies that enable laws in order to avoid a discussion of certain systems that may at one point in time be outpaced by technology. But we note that numerous delegations prefer to use a more narrow wording, as you stated in your comments, and we are ready to be flexible in this regard. Our delegation would prefer to keep the notion once activated or after activation, as the colleagues from the US proposed, for the following reasons. In our view, any system that is not fully autonomous but features autonomy in certain functions will be put into a state of operation by an action. We therefore see the activation part as one of the relevant aspects of an emerging technology in the area of laws, and crucial in its own right, as it represents the point in time after which a system will fulfill the task it was specifically designed for. We align ourselves with the remarks just made by France in this regard, and we also support the wording without further human intervention. We would see some merit in sticking to agreed language and keep the identification part as one of the essential characteristics of laws: identify, select, and engage. In our view, the identification forms an important part of the critical functions that may be undertaken by weapon system featuring autonomy in various functions, including because it may be relevant with regard to the challenges related to underlying unintended biases. On the question whether to deploy or apply force, we consider apply force or apply lethal force, as the colleagues from the US proposed, to be better descriptive of the effect that the weapon systems under discussion could achieve through their actions, as was outlined by the distinguished colleague from Australia. Our delegation agrees with your suggestion to discuss some more fundamental questions during the intersessional period or at the following GGE session. Thank you.